live forever. I've been waiting on you to get into it. But anyway,
did you enjoy the show?
Of course, it was a legendary show, of course.
Thank you. I love you
so much, Armand, and it was apparent for a while. Like, I was low-key getting upset with you because I'm like, damn. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Come on.
I knew that Jason was subbing you for a long, long time, so it was low-key making me upset that you was never responding back to him. But then when all this stuff hit the fan, child, we had a legendary show. Again, I love you so much, Amara. This is all I wanted to tell you. And, yeah, have a good night.
Thank you. Okay, we're not going to get to everybody because it's been lengthy. But 8579, you live on the air.
Hey, what up, though, Armand? I just wanted to say deposit your check and congratulations. You stunting on these hoes. Keep winning. This the Rico Report show. You know, I always love you. So deposit your check and you body Armand. You body Jason Lee, period.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, let me get 8242. Let me get the 8242. 8242. 8242. 8242, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, good evening.
Hey, what's going on, my baby?
Something to you. Number one, you know, I'm a fan. I love you so much. I support you. And I pray that you do not stop being authentically yourself. Do not stop being real because you keep it real regardless. I love when somebody was like, Armand, stop flipping sides. You was like, I'm on Armand's side. And that's the side you should stay on. But you didn't get into the Tiffany part with you and Jason. Like, did he approach you about the Tiffany Haddish thing? Did he try
to
check
you? No, he never said
anything.
So, no, he didn't. He basically felt some type of way on that live, and he basically – this is what I'm saying. You guys need to understand that the Tiffany was – that was just a reason for him to finally be done. But he clearly – had a problem with me leading up to that. He never said anything about Tiffany. He was basically mad because I said that Tiffany paid those people off. But at the end of the day, she did pay those people off. But he never approached me about it. He just started dissing me. But I think that was just one of the straws that broke the camel's back. But he needed a – Tiffany was just a catalyst to publicly say that he's done with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't say anything to me about Tiffany.
Okay. And my last question is, I know you were talking about all the tension and weirdness at the birthday party. How did y'all end up taking a picture together? Like, did y'all just get drunk and say, forget it, or?
Well, there was no, I didn't know that there was no tea. I didn't care because it was my birthday. So, you know, we were taking pictures, then Kelvin came over. But I had no idea that he was at the damn door telling the people he didn't want to be in my section, or he didn't want to sit. He didn't want his section next to mine. I had no idea he was doing that. So he was being fake. I didn't have no idea. It was my birthday, child. I didn't give a shit. I was taking pictures. Right.
Okay, and this is my last question. So for you, what was the straw that broke the camel's back for you, where you was like, okay, that's it? Do we have
the
a problem? What made you post that?
The straw that broke the camel's back was when he blocked and unfollowed me because I posted Kanye West. Well, the straw that really broke the camel's back is really 3 weeks ago when he shaded me, but I was like, okay, I'm going to pay it. But I said, she got one more time to do something, and I'm going to get her because you're not going to think that you're going to be walking around here. And it was also the Karen Civil. I don't like that. You're not giving me no abracadabra, bitch. You not threaten me, pussy. Like, that's giving me,
that's
like,
right.
you feel me? I feel like you jealous. You intimidated by me. So you trying to, like, you want me out of here. Like, you don't like me. That's just what it is. And I don't like that. Like, you feel me? Like, you trying to find reasons to pick with me. When really, nigga, you ain't never been trying to help me anyway. And I've been really sparing you and trying to be cool because I don't want to burn bridges. But I'm not going to let this nigga keep sitting his nuts on my neck like that. Like, screw him and anybody that roll with him. Fuck them all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we stand by you, Armand. You got your tribe, and I love your show, and I'm praying that you just continue to prosper. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. Yes, Larry Reed, your light is bright. Keep praying. Larry, you better deposit your motherfucking check tonight. That's my favorite. pass up, I'll get higher. Cash in checks, I'll get tired. Okay. Let's go. Deposit your check. We're gagging. Yes, and so listen, while we got y'all in here, bitch, listen, there y'all go, right here. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, because I know y'all in here lurking. Instagram and too. Download that, deposit your check, and I'm about to see my Instagram chat, because we got 11,000 people here. We had 13K in here. Y'all need to be on Instagram, because that's where it goes down first, okay? We're going to take some more calls, though. Larry, wow. Y'all really was in here depositing your check. Okay, and please click this link and subscribe to my, follow me on Instagram. We're trying to get to at least 50. I mean, we're trying to get to at least 50K. So please follow me on Instagram and stream Deposit Your Check. It's on Spotify, iTunes. Yes, and Instagram is here too. Okay. So there's the Instagram. Please make sure you follow me. Okay, let me take some more calls. Where's the calls at? Okay, 4696, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? What you got?
This was really legendary.
Was it informative?
Yes, it was. I think this is the first where I've ever seen somebody burn somebody's book on live YouTube.
Yeah, that's how you put on a show. I'm done.
Yeah.
The book is soaking right now in a pot of water.
Yeah, well, it's kind of might be sentimental or what is it, spiritual, kind of burning them, getting rid of them out of your life.
I'm over it. Because I tried. I bought the merchandise. I bought the book. It was never good enough.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, you went to, he got his, well, mama, daddy issues. You know he's in the bed right now crying. You got him crying.
Well, I will
but
say this.
That,
you warned me.
Up that
you,
door.
You warned me. My mama warned me, and y'all told me this day was coming when we first linked up, and I just didn't want to believe it. But when I look back, I'm like, I can't keep letting no grown-ass man keep talking to me like this.
Were you here
from the beginning? You seen all that stuff that how he was talking to me? And my thing is, why did every time I ask for, you know, respect or a meeting or you to make me understand somewhere, then you giving me pushback? Like, why you don't handle me with respect?
Because he never liked you. He just wanted to use you. That's why. You know, people say, you keep your enemies close. But it wasn't that you're an enemy. He was trying to use your gifts. Because you know how people see, you know, a lot of times people see in you what you don't see in yourself.
Yeah.
So he's seen in you, similar to Tasha K, same thing. They want to get you close because they know they see in you what you don't see in yourself.
Yeah.
You see it, but you don't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you got potential. But other people see you got potential.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they see that, and they try to feed off of it. You know, they want that. Just like when he wanted you to go and take his show. Why did he don't like you? Why the hell you want? Oh, I said hell. He don't.
No,
why
okay.
did he want you to go and go on his show for what?
For
that's
what?
What he needed you. You never. You never asked him to come to your show and guest. You never have you? Did you ever have him guest on your
no.
show?
No.
Yeah. How many times did you go over there and guest on his?
Like five.
Exactly. And then you even went on there as yourself, by yourself, on his show. But how many times?
But
did you, come
but the,
and guest
but
on
the
his?
Whole thing is you don't like me through all of this. That's
exactly.
the thing that's crazy. You still don't like me.
Yeah. Just trying to use
that's
you.
Crazy.
That's
crazy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
3573, you live on the air.
Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I love you. I'm so happy you put this man on blast. I was really happy when you guys, like, linked up because Bay Area, I wanted to really see y'all do y'all big one together. But I had no idea until he started subbing you that he was playing you like this in the background. I'm really just happy that you stood up for yourself and you let him have it because he deserves it. And I started off watching his show until I saw that you was going live, and I left instantly because you are far more entertaining and you just have this genuine essence about yourself. Don't lose that. Do not lose that.
Yeah.
I couldn't even
be a battle because I didn't want this to be a battle. But my thing is, if you guys watch, you know, like the Kanye, you had a whole new article written. Nobody even would have known.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, come on now. Like, is that, and my picture was removed, but you're supposed to be for black media.
Yeah.
Come
and to be a mentor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give opportunities. Like, that's really what he talks about. And it's like, you're so hypocritical, you're so paranoid. Like, it's okay if multiple people are eating at the same time. It's enough for everybody. Like, just stick to your word. Do what you say you're going to do. Be a man of your word. And he's not that. And it's so disappointing to see that. But I'm just happy you came out and you just did, you know, you put him on blast because it needed to be. He needed to be exposed. He does a lot of talking. He does a lot of talking, and he just don't back it up. And that is disappointing. But I'm rocking with you. I mean, it is what it is because you always been more genuine to me anyway. So I'm rocking with you. But I'm
Thank
not going to hold you long. Absolutely.
Thanks,
have a good night.
But let me get my girl on here. I know she want to get on here. Eva with the tea. Oh, then we coming with you, Lisa. I'm coming with you, Lisa. Let me get even with the tea. Wow, wow, wow. What's going on? What's going on? Give me the tea.
Man, I'm very proud of you. This needed to happen. I'm glad.
Were you gagging?
Listen,
at those
routines. I'm not gagging. I am literally in a coma. At how you broke that down piece to piece. These girls, see, the thing is these girls thought they knew something and you broke it down. Like you were having grown conversations and people didn't want to have grown conversations. They wanted to talk down to you. They didn't want you to be bigger than them. And that's how narcissists work. You know what I'm saying? They always want to keep you close by to take your ideas. This is how it happens with like producers and writers and stuff. They take people's ideas, use it for themselves and stuff. But you should listen, I'm here to drag. You should have known this when you have this grown ass man who's 45 years old paying for boys to love him. Let's be very clear. And it's Nova Allegedly, the Fashion Nova models. Let's get into it. But, yeah,
girl,
I'm glad that you did this. Yeah, I said what I said in this Nova Allegedly because I have those receipts as well. But, yeah, I'm glad that you did this. You are set free. The shackles are off. They were always off. But I feel like this is going to be a big moment for you. You're breaking through. The Hollywood girls are not ready. Congratulations, friend.
Thank you. Bye. Let me get my girlfriend on here. Eva, what's going on? I mean, what's going on? Heart of Inspiration, Lisa. What's going on, Lisa?
Hey, honey. My voice, I'm so sorry, but you know I had to call
me. You made it through.
I made it. I'm proud of you. You did an amazing job. There's people in this chat. I know that they've never dealt with a narcissist. They don't understand. But you laid it out so that even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder could see it. So I'm proud of you, okay? And anybody who's a real one will understand you just stood up to the bully tonight. You just stood up to the bully tonight, and you exposed the bully for what the bully is, period.
Because, Lisa,
blank.
You've seen all of that. You see, and, you know, every time we had an interaction, I was coy. I was, you know, I was nice. I was respectful. And I even stood up to him in the text. I don't know how long you were here, but I, you know, but I feel like he kept talking down at me.
Well, yes, and what they'll do is they'll let you get that off in the text messages and behind closed doors, but then out in public, they got to put up a different persona. The thing with a narcissist is when somebody has never experienced love and respect and honor, when they have, you hit the nail on the head, project your childhood drama onto me, trauma onto me. This is the childhood trauma playing itself out, period. This is how narcissists are made, period. You've now experienced at least two major narcissists. So I'm going to say to you, empath, I'm going to say to you, empath, you know, you have your ways. You know, I tell you, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to decide now that you've been through enough of the fire. Have you been through enough now that you don't need to go back and attract another narcissist into your life?
Yes.
This is the decision you have to make. No one else can make that decision for you, sir. I hope and pray that you now see it, but you believe enough in yourself that you don't need to look for or desire to look for other people to put you on and to validate you, because people are going to see you for who you are. People are going to see your light. People are going to see your talent. People are going to see your drive, your work ethic, and all that it is, and your truthfulness. You will stand here and be true to your word and to your belief and to your opinion, no matter who it is. It could be the President of the United States. It could be Kanye West. It could be Cardi B. It could be Nicki Minaj. It could be Jason Lee. Who cares?
Mm.
But you have to decide that you're not going to let them do this to you anymore.
Period. I agree.
And that's what I have for you. And I told you last night, 10K, we got 13.
We
so
got 13.
I stuck to my promise now. I stuck
wow.
to my promise. I told you. I told you. I told you. So this is your time to shine. You take this and you run with it. And the people that are really behind you, they're going to stay behind you because they know that you're real, okay? So don't worry about nothing else. You're going to be surprised who's going to come out on your side. You will be surprised who's now going to come out on your side. Mark my words on that one.
Thank you.
Okay? Now I'm going to rest my voice, my friend. I got to
okay,
go.
Okay, and I'm going to call you later anyway. Okay, okay, we got to
okay,
talk.
Okay, I'll be up.
Okay, okay, bye.
Okay, love.
Okay, 5682, you live on the air. Thank you guys for all the super chats. Oh, my God. God, yes, Eva, Jason Lee. Okay, there's so many. 5682, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on? We still sitting at 10,000 people after 2 hours. Wow.
Yeah, so I've been watching you since back in 2020, and I actually discovered you from watching Gagging. So I started watching your videos, and I was so surprised because I started going back to, like, your older videos because I thought that you were so entertaining. And, like, I was like, this kind of looks familiar. And that's when I started noticing. I'm like, Jason is, like, basically copying what Armand is doing. So I've been peeped at since, like, 2020. And I just want to say that I work in TV news, and I know what it's like to have somebody that's, like, above you that is seeing an up-and-coming person. And just know that I feel like whatever God has destined for you, it's going to be for you no matter what. And I can tell that you're a genuine person. And just by watching you, I know that you're telling the truth. And nothing that God has planned for you, Jason is going to be able to take away, or anybody. So I love you. I'm going to keep supporting you. And
I
you're
needed
awesome
that.
You're super entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, and I just found out right now that we are trending on Twitter. Wow, what a night. We are trending on Twitter right now. This is crazy. It's a lot of energy right now. Okay. Wow. Okay. Is there anybody else? Let me get to do some of these super chats. Kellyano says, yes, Eva, Jason Lee talks, all those little light skin. Okay, girl, I can't get into that because, girl, that would be a way for her to try to take my channel. Thank you, Chrissy. Larry Reed, Kellyano, I have a love-hate relationship with you, but this show won me over. Okay, we're going to take a couple more. Let me see. 9102, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Yes, what's going on?
Can we just talk about how you had that gagging shirt on? And we literally 13K gagging in this room.
Gagging.
When another person got 2K. Talk about that.
Gagging. They can't fuck with
Armand, why can't you tell a snake from a snake, Armand? He been a snake. But it's okay. But I want you to keep doing you. I want you to keep being positive. I want you to keep blowing up. Also, one thing petty that I did notice is how did Jason Lee verify another page in 5 hours?
I don't know, but my thing is y'all saw the tweet, you saw the text where he told me, if you help me out, I'll verify you, and I never got it.
I know. So what I'm saying is he did that being malicious.
Yes,
towards you.
Very much so.
But anyway,
that's what I'm saying. Now all the tea is out. Now all the tea is out. Y'all can really start to put. But what did you think about the dog on dog? That was the tea for me. Or y'all thought that was a reach?
The dog literally had clothes on. Tell me that was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, girl.
So somebody gave him a dog. Did he have a dog after the day? After that night? Did he still have a dog?
No, he said that was a random dog that somebody gave him that day.
Oh, okay. The one that got me is when you was in your office space.
Oh, right.
And then he posts the next day in his studio, but the same position, like it's the same positioning.
That's what
it's
I'm
the
saying.
Same caption. I don't know, like it's the same caption. Like y'all got to understand, like this is crazy. Like it's crazy. But keep doing you. I'm gonna let you go.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got. 3643, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good. So I've been watching you for a long time, back when you were like, be original.
Okay?
So big, big fan. What I would like to say is Armand has been quiet for a long time.
Yes.
Okay? Even when we were saying stuff in the chat, saying, Armand, look. Armand never said nothing. He read it. He never said nothing.
And I also would never talk about him badly either.
Never talk about him, especially when he went live that one time. We was like, yo, he's talking about you. Armand didn't say nothing. Mind you, he's been going after Armand for a while, okay? Armand didn't even put all the receipts out. So if you've been watching Armand like that, you would know Armand didn't even put all the receipts out. There's a bunch of other little stuff.
No, we would still be here.
All right. Jason Lee been saying a bunch of, even the pink panties, all of a sudden, you see, I'm like, wait a minute. If you look at Jason Lee's, the stuff he say, all you got to do is go on Armand, and he'd be like, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. He's talking about him. And then the last time, he was like, you know what? I'm going to extend another olive tree to him. When you retold the Kanye West story, just to show, like, listen, I ain't got no beef with you over here. I'm cool with you. I appreciate you letting me see him and be around him and stuff like that. But just know, you ain't start this. You didn't do this. Like, I'm not where I'm at because of you. Like, let's not get it twisted.
No,
you would have been
Kanye West. Especially with you changing the articles. And I never told nobody that he had articles rewritten. Mm-hmm. That's some tea. You had the whole articles rewritten and my picture removed. Come on.
Right. Yeah, like, there was just a lot of stuff that he did, and you never said nothing. I just want to just stress that. Armand never said nothing. Even though we trying to push this on Armand looked, he read it, didn't say nothing. When the one girl, your homegirl, called you, it was like, yo, you was like, just send it to me. Just DM it to me. I look at it later. So it was, you know what? Congratulations, Armand. You're going to go really, really far. I can't wait to see it. You just pulled a lotto. Everybody's like, oh, put an ad in it. You put an ad in it, okay? So I don't want to hear it. There ain't no indirect shots. I put an ad name. Yes, I am talking to you, and that's just it. And your gang, Is We a Celebrity gang, going to be right up there on that hill. You're not going to die on that hill by yourself. You're not going to die, period. But if you do die, you're not going to die alone, because we're going to ride with you, and that's all I got to say. And that's just
Thank
period.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, child. Okay, let me take a couple more. 6084, you live on the air. 6084. Okay. 3068, you live on the air.
The Puzzle Joe Check. Hey.
Okay.
I like those real nice things. I really love that song. Like, I would really be jamming to that song, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
But anyway, at the end of the day, I just want to say I'm so glad that you finally see that he is not your friend. He just be hating. He a little big Tasha K, and he was trying to steal your little sound effects and stuff. They was over there sounding dry. At the end of the day, we ain't going to get on that. But I'm just glad you tell me you did your stuff. And at the end of the day, it don't matter what nobody say, because you is the best. At the end of the day, and I know I always be talking fast, but I love your mind.
Thank you
like
so much.
I
like that blame, blame, blame. I know. Give me the money in the card, penny in the good, money in sign up. It's waiting on us. Okay, period. 4450. You're live on the air.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
You featured him tonight, Armand.
Really? You think so?
R.I.P. Jason Flea.
Really?
Yup. Also, I want you to clarify something, because the Barbs are misconstruing what you said about Cardi. Please clarify, she does not pay the blogs.
Oh, you know, no, she does not pay the blogs. No, she does not pay the blogs, child. Of course they're going to try to misconstrue. That is not what was said.
All right. I just wanted you to clarify that as head writing.
Yes, I'm glad
you.
That you said that. Yes. So, no, that was not about her paying the blogs. It was more like, oh, she needs to pay you. But I don't.
Yeah, right. And he got mad because she don't get, you know, she don't return, you know, in monetary form.
Well, I honestly don't know what that was about. I don't know why he was saying what he said about that, honestly. It really went in one ear and out the other. But I think it was more so, first of all, she doesn't have to do stuff like that. But I know, like, smaller platforms do promo like that. Like, smaller, like, artists do that. Like no shade, Lotto,
right.
Her team, they pay. You know, but Cardi,
right.
She don't have to pay. Nicki, they don't have to pay blogs.
Right.
But you know, like if you have like a Erica Banks might pay, if you know, or Lakia might pay, like if a new song come out, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Right.
But no, I don't, but that was the whole thing. Cardi B didn't get any major during that time. She got no major blog posted her, and the record still went number
right.
two.
Exactly. Okay. I just wanted you to clarify that.
Yeah.
I love you. You know,
love you
we
too.
Laid him to rest tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, that was good. All right, y'all. So we finna get up out of here. I love y'all. Thanks for chiming in. Until next time, I want y'all to deposit your check. Follow me on Instagram. It's very important. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me on Twitter. Stream deposit your check. Let me put it in the chat. Stream deposit your check. It's Armand Wiggins everywhere. Stream it. Let me see. Here we go. Boom. Armand Wiggins. Deposit your check. Stream now. Okay. I'm about to post it in the chat. If you got Apple, it's on Apple. It's on Amazon. It's on Tidal. It's on everywhere. It's everywhere you get your music. Click the link if you want Spotify, though, and deposit your check, okay? We finna get up out of here. Now there shouldn't be any motherfucking confusion. If you still